John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall be saved. Or, God sent the world an invitation to come to his house, live and eat at his table, but it's up to us to RSVP. Respond, s'il vous plaît, meaning reply, please, or please respond. We really do need to get better at responding. It's not nice to just leave people hang. We should at least have the courage to tell them we don't intend to respond, rather than the cowardly non-response. RSVP. Respond, please. I must admit, I've wondered why people don't respond. Seriously, they don't. I met a man last year who actually won $1,000 on one of those scratch tickets from the grocery store. He said the store told him for amounts that large and larger, he was going to have to drive to a large major city, about 4 hours away, and collect his prize. He said he didn't go because it was just too far and too much trouble. Huh, you know, I'd drive 4 hours to collect $1,000, wouldn't you? That's just one example. Even when it is to the benefit of more people than we might imagine, they just don't respond. It's truly a mystery to me. Some people don't respond because we scare them. Others may be too polite to say it, but subconsciously would rather be somewhere else. Still, there are others who don't respond because you and I don't work for their agenda, and unless we advance their agenda, they can't think of a reason to be involved with us. And of course, lastly, people may not respond simply because they are generally depressed and see no reason to be involved. But responding to me and responding to the Lord are two different things. If you never are involved with me, life goes on. But if you never respond to God, there is no life other than a hollow existence that simply ends one day. Seeing as how you may have responded to the Lord, just imagine what a beautiful thing it will be to eat at God's table, live at his house, and our basic initial action is believe and respond. You're right. It sounds simple to say all we have to do. But the truth is, our RSVP is, of course, not just a one-time response, but many responses across the course of a lifetime, in many situations. The Lord will extend us an invitation to join him in his plans and adventures, and then he'll wait for our RSVP. We must RSVP. Here's another invitation from God for us to join him in his work. John 1 verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. There is a key word in John 1:12, the word receive. And in John 3:16, a key word is believe. To receive and to believe Jesus is an action on our part. It is something we do. It is our RSVP to God that we accept his invitation to participate in eternity with him. Though there is the initial RSVP required to dine with God, it isn't a one-time offer. There will be, in our lifetimes, oceans of invitations from him, some to do dynamic things, some to simply grow up and be mature, some to confront, and others to accept his comfort when life is at a low ebb. Our RSVP represents our suppleness in the Master's hand, our willingness to bend and go with God. I've wondered how many people get God's invitations in their mail, read it, and then set out to rewrite it so it says something other than what it says. It wasn't enough that the invitation said simply, "Come join me for conversation. Love you, God." But we rewrite it from a simple invitation to a picture where we are either elevated or to one of potential harsh condemnation when he simply said, "Come join me for conversation. Love you, God." Some of us may scratch out a word and write in another. And some go as far as to actually reimagine the whole thing, telling others of the extra special request they got from God. I've seen it in my own life. We should all know that our Heavenly Father has a way of addressing all our needs and even the ones of rewritten invitations. His main interest is that we actually do RSVP. He has plans for each of us, but none of us can enter into those plans if we don't respond to God. RSVP, please.